From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. An airstrike in northern Afghanistan kills at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are reported among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as a sustained bombing that continued even after American and Afghan military officials in Kabul and Washington were informed of the airstrikes. Bart Janssens is the director of operations for the medical charity.
It's a large hospital, very well known, and indeed we have communicated several times with all parties to the conflict in Afghanistan, the precise locations with GPS coordinates, and this we have even repeated over the last 2 weeks.
The U.S. military has acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said in a statement that he has deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians, including MSF staff. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, in a statement Saturday, offered his condolences and said a full investigation into the incident is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other targets in northern Syria Saturday, and it promised to continue its push against Islamic State extremists despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartapolov, speaking in to Russian reporters, described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said they would continue the airstrikes and increase their intensity. This is VOA News.